Audible Inc. presents The Making of a Market Guru. Forbes presents 25 Years of Ken Fisher. Written by Aaron Anderson. Read by Peter Johnson. Please note that charts and graphs from the print edition of this book are available to you as downloadable PDFs. To access these files, please go to the link on the product page where you purchased this title. Thank you.
Introduction. 25 years is a long time to do just about anything. It's a particularly long time to make stock market forecasts for all the investing world to scrutinize over and over again. Sticking your neck out inherently involves certain risks, like getting your head chopped off, figuratively, of course, this isn't 18th century France, by readers, investors, editors, or anyone else. But that's exactly what Ken Fisher has done over the last 2.5 decades, monthly in Forbes. Ken's columns have included his views on investments, the economy, market misperceptions, specific stocks, financial planning, the news, politics, and politicians, anything and everything impacting capital markets. His tendency to go against the investing public's prevailing opinion has made him more susceptible to criticism than most. Over the years, Ken has probably received far more hate mail than love letters. It may seem masochistic, but the contrarian in him wouldn't have it any other way. The wisdom of good advice often isn't apparent until well after it's offered. 25 years makes Ken the 4th longest-running columnist in Forbes history, as of this writing. An impressive tenure, but in his columns, Ken has been clear about his ultimate goal. My goal? To be number one. To be still writing this column when the issue of August 30, 2016 comes out. Rummaging in the Attic, December 18, 1995. At that point, he would overtake Heinz Biel, who wrote for just over 32 years, from November 1, 1950, the month Ken was born, until December 20, 1982, just before Ken started writing columns for Forbes. The magazine has had more than 100 columnists come and go. Few endure long. A very few, like current columnist Gary Schilling, have come and gone and come back again. That a select handful of columnists have had such longevity with Forbes is just unusual.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?